pizza delivery. Here's your ultra combo that you ordered. Are you alright, ma'am? Your mascara is running down your face. Looks like you've been crying. You doing alright? I see. Here's your pizza and... Wait. When did we do that service? Ugh, no wonder my boss was so quick to kick me out with his order. Ugh, well, if that's what I'm assigned to do, can't really do much about it. So, you want me to be here for you while you're in your lows? Well, if you don't mind a stranger coming to your place, then... Oh, very trustworthy, are you? Ahem. Thank you for inviting me in. So, what's got you so down the dumps? I can tell this isn't anything minor, either. Breakup? Oh, I'm so sorry, hon. I know how hard that can be. How about we go sit down and enjoy your pizza and pint of ice cream, okay? Here, you can eat to your heart's content. Girl, I know how hard these things can be, and can get it, so I understand wholeheartedly. It's good to focus on your hurt and deal with it before it comes crashing down later in your life. Let it all go, and let all those negativity out of your system. Cry, eat, anything to help you cope through the hurt. I've been there, and it helps that you settle with this hurt now than later. Good girl. Now eat up your ice cream before it melts. So, you want to talk about it? And I don't really want to go back to work. Not like I had a choice to begin with. I don't mind listening to you, though. Venting is a really good way to cope and deal with this. Really? So you caught your girlfriend cheating on you? I'm so sorry to hear that. I still can't believe how some people have the audacity to pull that. Know that you're worth a lot, okay? Just because one bad apple did that doesn't mean anything is wrong with you. Just with cheaters, you can't stop cheaters from cheating. And it sucks that you don't know if someone is one until later down the line. Yeah, I've been hurt badly too in the past. I've been cheated on before and I didn't know how to deal with it for the longest time until I had enough of sulking around and used my resentment and pettiness to get myself where I am now. Minus working as a pizza delivery girl. I mean, I worked out, I'm going to college again, and taking classes to get a degree to find a better paying job. Things that my cheating ex never expected from me. But I will warn you, if you use negativity to fuel you for your goals and motivation, know that it can burn you just as easily. So do be careful, okay? Although using spite to fuel yourself is kinda nice, I won't lie. However, it is a tasty payout when your ex sees that you're doing better than them. That is where your fruit of hard work pays off. And don't ever stop there. Show your ex that you don't need them, and they are the one who pulled you back. I like to play psychological warfare if they plan to pull that on me. Oh. Not a normal pizza girl? I get that a lot. And you find me scary too? Hey, if they want to play stupid games, I'm gonna give them stupid rewards in return. Although I do hope me telling you this helps in any shape or form. Hey, We're just strangers, but I will hype you up if you need it. We're women and we have to stick for each other. Too many compete with one another instead of uplifting each other. Honestly, when I see someone in distress, can't really sit idly by and be a statue. I mean, I could have just sat here quietly while you're sobbing and eating your ice cream and pizza, but I just can't let a girl like you deal with this alone. Is that so? Well, just know that you are worth a lot, okay? So stop berating yourself and gaslighting yourself too. There's nothing wrong with you. Just with cheaters, they like to make it seem like it's a you problem when in reality, it's their fault. It's their issue, and they're projecting it onto you. So nothing is wrong with you, dearie. No need to thank me. I really do want you to feel better and be the best you at the end of the day. Dealing with cheaters really does suck a lot. But know that even if I'm not enough to help you through this, there are other support groups out there who would help you as well. It's a really hard thing to go through, and I understand the anger you are feeling. Hey, if you need a cry or a hug, I'm your girl. I may not be good at comforting, but I'm good at wanting others to know that they are so much worth it. I know we just met and all, but I can tell that you're a really good and genuine person. Well, besides us talking and you venting to me about your problem and breakup, I can tell from the information you've given me. You have a gentle soul. Maybe a people pleaser, but you have a good mindset when it comes to caring for others. However, I will say one thing. Of course, many people don't like me because I'm quite harsh when it comes to the truth. Stop trying to seek for others' validation. I know with people pleasing, you want to get everyone's approval. And I know usually that stems from harsh childhood where your parents never gave you enough attention. And know that when you seek validation, seek it within yourself first. Or at least seek it with only yourself. You really don't need other people's approval for anything. I mean, what are they going to do? They're just going to be there for your life for maybe like 10 minutes and leave? With you, you're with yourself the whole time, so get your own approval. Do what you need to do for yourself, set a goal for yourself, even make yourself happy. You have one life to live, so don't wallow away and let all of this drown you out. I can see that you have a lot of potential for great things, so don't let it go to waste, okay? And I also want to say one thing too. Don't let this one experience ruin dating for you, and learn to make sure not to let others take advantage of you either. From what you told me, your ex-girlfriend, it seems like she took advantage of your vulnerable state or when you were in your lows. I really can't stand people like that. And when you're in your mindset like that, it's hard to think straight. And for her to take advantage of you like that, it really pisses me off, like severely. I know it's easier said than done, but know that not everyone is out to get you. Or you'll just isolate yourself and think the whole world is trying to hurt you. That's no way to live, and at the same time, don't let others take advantage of you either. Many are selfish and would want to ruin others for their own gain and power. It's sad, but you just have to read others' action to know who they truly are. Yeah, I've met many people in my life and know what to look out for. Even if it hurts now, let this teach you to read others through their motion and action, and not from the pretty words they spew out of their mouths. No problem, hun. Just know that you're a strong lady. You came forth and told a stranger about this, and even want to heal yourself from this. But be assured that it will take time to heal from this incident, even if it feels impossible. Think of the progress you have done for yourself that will help keep pushing you to become the better you. You really think I should go for a therapist position? Thanks. I'll think about it. But honestly, I don't mind helping others. It's hard to find that kind of thing lately, with fake relationship coaches that teach you the wrong thing, or people doing this trend where they target vulnerable people like yourself to spread their own agenda. Never-ending cycle of hate and profiting off of people in their weak state. Oh yes, even friendship too, friends. People who you think will be there for you, but in reality, they just want to see your downfall. It's so hard to find people who are so trustworthy. Oh yes, I do have a few friends myself who I call as my comrade. You know, if we actually become really good friends, I wouldn't mind introducing them to you. You seem like a very lonely soul, but also lovely as well, and I know they would appreciate you just as much as I appreciate your company. Well, yeah, there's gonna be some people that's not gonna like you, and know that it's okay. Just move on with your life. You don't need to seek everyone's approval. Stand your ground and be there for yourself. Okay? Even if people do badmouth me. Honestly, I try not to let it bother me too much. People who cheat always want a reaction out of you and make it seem like everyone wants them. That's what happened with my ex. If you give them that, they win. My last ex who cheated on me, I didn't give them a single reaction. And you know what they did? They cried and blamed me for not loving them when I caught them sleeping with someone else on my bed. Ugh, the audacity of cheaters is baffling. I will admit, it did hurt me a whole lot, but I'm not the type of person to show how I truly feel when I'm put on the spot like that. Sad, but it was more delicious seeing my cheating of an ex cried in front of me than me being deeply hurt and betrayed. What was more delicious and the cherry on top was them begging me to forgive them while they're just crying and sobbing, saying that they weren't thinking straight. Can you even believe that? Seriously? Your ex did the same thing? Ugh. Girl, you and me need to go out and drink sometime. Ugh, people just makes me feel so vexed. Scary. Oh dear, once you know how these people think, it feels good not to fall for their childish traps. Even if we're strangers, I don't mind helping you through this, and them being just a one-night thing of us hanging and dumping all of your tears onto my lap. Oh, before I forget. Here. This is my number. Can't really contact you when I leave your house, can I? After our time is up and after my shift, call me, or if you prefer, you can also text me too. I'll be sure to hang out with you and make sure you feel good. No, I can tell you've been isolated. I don't know if that's the doing of your ex trying to isolate you and abuse you. So, I don't mind being that one friend to help you out of this funk. No That's no problem. I could use more friends, and I really dig your energy a whole lot. I really vibe with you, you know? Aww, you're a sweet girl, you know that? I would love to see where our friendship goes. And who knows, we might end up being a cute couple. I'm just teasing you, girl, but honestly, I'd rather not be a rebound, but I do want to be friends with you and see where that develops. Hey, don't feel bad. In times like this, it should be the norm for humans to stick by each other. Now chin up. How about we watch a movie or something to keep your mind off of it? I mean, you have a huge meal here, so why not binge something? Oh, I haven't seen that yet. I don't mind watching it with you. You're always welcome, hun. You're a strong woman. Always remember that. You are more than whatever your mind is trying to tell you or what your ex said. You are a human being, and it's normal to feel all these emotions. So don't shy those away and let your body release those. You are a wonderful human being.